Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
More now on the impeachment inquiry by the House on Capitol Hill. The all-Democratic Massachusetts congressional delegation is welcoming the move. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who had previously resisted calls for moving to impeach President Trump, says it's necessary to make sure no one is beyond the law. Joining us now is a key member of the Speaker's leadership team, Congresswoman Catherine Clark, Vice Chair of the House Democratic Caucus. Good morning, Congresswoman. Thanks for joining us live here on WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
So let's start in this way. Put this into perspective, if you would, for us. What makes the concerns about what President Trump might have done to pressure Ukraine into investigating Joe Biden and his son more serious than past complaints about President Trump that did not result in this kind of action from the House?
It's two words, Bob. National security. What we have the president admitting to is that he reached out as the president of the United States to Ukraine, to a foreign country, and asked them to manufacture dirt on a political opponent. This is a threat to the integrity of our elections. It's a threat to our national security, and it is corruption that we have to check.
President Trump, as we know, says that he'll release a transcript today of his phone conversation with the president of the Ukraine. Trump says that the call was perfect, to use his word, nothing wrong in it. So what, Congresswoman, if there is nothing damning in there?
Well, we've already had the most damning admissions come from President Trump himself. He has already said that he asked Ukraine to look into Joe Biden for the purposes of turning a foreign country into an opposition research team. And so we will see what this transcript from the White House has in it. But the president and his lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, have already told us quite clearly that this occurred. And that is what is so staggering and somber about this point in our American history, is that we had a president who put his own political gain over the national security interests of our country. And that is what has been the turning point in opening this impeachment inquiry.
Are you at all worried about overreaching by Democrats, as some Democrats are worried about getting egg on their faces for overreaching in this regard?
I think what we have to move forward with clearly in mind, and what is unifying the Democratic caucus, is that we have to protect our democracy. And we don't know the last chapter in the history books of this proceeding and of this presidency. But we do know corruption when we see it. And we know that we have to have an answer to the American people of whose side we stand on. And we stand with them. And we stand with the principles of democracy. And we have a constitutional tool, and it is the impeachment process. And it is time, as I came out in July, that we use all the tools we have to protect ourselves from the corruption that we are seeing coming out of this White House.
Let me ask one more question about Democrats, if I might. There has been a divide among Democrats on Capitol Hill over impeachment. From your perch, do you now see that changing? And if so, why?
It is changing. And what we saw yesterday was a speaker who has been very wary of opening a impeachment proceeding because she worried about divisions. She wanted the unity of the American people and public sentiment. But this president has pushed us together. We are unified in purpose. We understand the stakes of these actions that this president has taken, and that it is, maybe not a course that we would have chosen, but we have a duty and a responsibility to protect the integrity of our elections and to protect our democracy. So he has unified us in our purpose, and we will uphold the Constitution, and we will demand that the facts get fully aired for the American people to make their judgment.
The president says he's going to focus on serving the American people, while Democrats, he says, focus on attacking him. He calls this impeachment inquiry witch hunt garbage. We know from polling that most Democratic voters are most concerned about removing Donald Trump from office in the elections in 2 years. But do you worry this could backfire and strengthen support for Donald Trump, considering his base has remained loyal to him through all of this?
I can tell you that we cannot be concerned about anything backfiring when we are acting as patriots and we are moving forward to protect those fundamental pillars of our democracy. But I can also tell you that when I traveled this country during the midterms, people were very concerned about healthcare, about infrastructure, about gun violence. But over and over, I heard they're also concerned about corruption and that their government worked for them. And this has been such a fundamental breach of that trust, of this president's oath of office to faithfully execute our laws, to work for the American people, that we just can't turn away from this. This is our responsibility, and the politics take a back seat to what we have to do to make sure that we once again put the American people and their interests front and center here in Washington.
Massachusetts Congresswoman Catherine Clark, Vice Chair of the House Democratic Caucus, thanks very much for speaking to us live today on WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good to be with you, Bob.